New mines are being proposed in the Lake Superior watershed of Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. If not regulated or operated correctly, all of these mines could pollute Lake Superior. U.S. Geological Survey Conference organizer Perry Jones hopes this meeting prevents that with strong state permitting regulations.
There's some that are questionable, and it varies from state to state, and that's part of the what we're presenting is we have people who have information on various permitting applications in the three different states we're looking at.
Jones says regions that weren't profitable for mining now are.
Because mineral prices are up, there's more interest in trying to develop more mines. As the prices of minerals go up, so do the availability of mines from the standpoint of being economically feasible, because the lower grade deposits become more of an interest.
Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission Environmental Officer John Coleman says the need to talk about all the consequences of opening a mine is important, including the economic downside.
Jobs that may or may not get generated by the mining project, and when mining projects close down, what happens to those jobs and those people that are dependent on those jobs?
Wisconsin's legislature is considering a streamlined iron ore mining bill as a $1.5 billion mine is proposed for far northern Wisconsin. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.